Although the main tombs were established in that place in 1781, the cemetery was officially opened in 1812. It stands nowadays working being the main cemetery of a village with two more public necropolis and a public crematorium. There are also four more cemeteries handled by the church. 200 of its 20,000 graves corresponds to distinguished painters, writers, politicians, local heroes, aristocracy, and businessmen who have been buried there for two centuries along. It's structured in three areas, civil, religious, and British, and facing the sea. Some of its elements are protected according to Spanish heritage laws, and a part of the council budget is reserved every year to preserve it. In fact, for the next years there's a renewal planning, plan director, for changing the cemetery pavement, increasing seriously the green area, renewing the furnishing and improving the accesses for handicapped people. In the other hand, guided tours will be re-established, getting better signs elements for helping visitors to see all the prominent vaults and monuments. Between its walls here are hidden curious stories, as that one of the child Wandaraba, local hero for saving a woman who was drowning in the beach, losing himself its life. He was 11, and from his death its grave has fresh flowers each year brought still by the descendants of that woman. Or the issue that the younger sister of Picasso was buried here when she died of diphtheria during the 4 years Picasso's family lived in town. There were also rests of some German soldiers found dead during the First and Second World War. The main entrance and chapel are one of the most beautiful examples of neoclassic style in that part of Spain. Contacts: Cemetery of San Amaro, Orellamar Street S/N, BJ 15002 A Coruña. Tel, +34 981 189 825. Website, www.coruna.es. Opening time: Monday to Sunday from 9 o'clock h to 1800 hours h.